Hey y'all, this is Gigi's Journey coming at you again live. You know how I do it. Yeah, I'm just coming here to talk to y'all real quick about something that's been on my heart just this minute. Like, I was just thinking about it. But anyway, let me tell you what happened. So I'm just thinking, like, oh my gosh, parents do so much for their kids, the good ones. Like, my mom, she thought that it was going to be once you get 18, that's it. No, honey, this for life. You got me for life. My mom been taking care of us for life, honey. Because, you know, when certain situations come up, what do? You stress about it. Then, you know, call your mom, you know, or your dad, for those who have dads that actually do. Not shading the ones that don't, but it's shade, honey. But anyway, you call your mom, and you, for me, it's my mom. You call your mom, and you like, mom, what are we going to do about the situation? You try to tell her indirectly so she can kind of get the hint, or you just try to let it out, and, you know, usually she'll come up with something, or, you know, she'll be like, you know, sorry. Just parents are really awesome, but it's, you know, it's crazy, because I was listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and a lady wrote in talking about how her husband, who's not her kid's biological father, the kids are grown, and he don't want her to visit her kids anymore. He don't want nothing to do with the kids, because they're grown, they out on their own, so he don't want them to visit. He don't want no Christmases. He don't want none of that. And, you know, Steve Harvey and them, they weren't having that. Like, how you gonna tell somebody that they can't visit their children, they can't go on vacation and see their children? Like, he was tripping. He was ignorant, self-centered, and disgusting. But anyway, it's just so crazy. Like, my mom, you know, when you're a parent, you have your children's back forever, because that's your child. They came from you. Like, you want to take care of your, that's your baby. Like, you felt them move inside of you. I don't know if I was a parent, because I got two kids, you know, blanking a lot of their dogs. But, you know, if I had like a human child, it would be so surreal. And it's like real, like, oh my God, like, that's a part of me. I carried that. Of course, you're going to feel a certain responsibility forever. I feel like I'm always going to be worried about them. I'm always going to want the best for them. I'm always going to want to make sure, you know, that they're taken care of. What can I do to make your life better? Because I brought you into this world. So it's my responsibility, I feel, to take care of you. Like, it's my responsibility to, I don't know. It's like, it's my responsibility to make sure you're on your way. I don't know. It's like, I feel like you just got to set your child up for greatness. So it's my responsibility to set you up for greatness. And I don't understand why somebody wouldn't want to do that. That is your child. That's you. That's part of you, honey. That's something you created, something so pure and innocent. It's just unremarkable. Even when they, like, in this case, the kids was like 18 to 35. Even at 35, I'm still going to look at you as when you was young. Of course, you're not young no more. You're not a baby. But it's just so, it's like a close bond that you have. Like, I have two children. Like I was telling y'all, Blanket and Lala. They're my dogs, but I think about them all the time because those are my children. Right now, they live with their grandma because my situation is just my situation. I can't bring them into my situation because mama wants best for her children. So they live with their grandma because that's what's best as of right now. But mama gonna get her kids back because they belong with their mama because, you know, I'm their mama. But it's a lot to this parenting thing, honey. It's not just once they get 18. No, you're a parent for life. You are bonded with that child for life. So you're a parent for life, and you're going to stick with them for life, and you're going to be financially responsible for life. And just get your life. It's good to have that life. It's good to have family. So embrace your kids, love your kids, love your parents, and just enjoy life. Okay, this is Gigi's Journey. I hope I was not rambling too fast. If not, try to catch up. But thank you guys for listening. Over and out. Love you so much. See ya. Peace.